But now, joining us in our studio, we have Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas joining us. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're
on
welcome.
This on Winter Walk.
You can't beat the weather. I mean, it's a great night for Winter Walk.
It's more like early fall walk.
Yeah, it feels like Halloween, maybe.
But let's talk a couple of things. I want to start off with not official sheriff business, but talk about the Red Kettle campaign and the Rice County, the Salvation Army, which you are the chair of the Rice County chapter.
Yes, I am. And this year, we need some more bell ringers this time of year, especially the week of Christmas is on a Monday, so the week prior to that, we can really use some help.
Yeah, I'm going to be ringing it Saturday. Friday. I think it's Friday, but I'm going to have to check on that. But I'll be signing up for some of those. And, folks, it's a lot of fun, especially when the weather's nice. Even when it gets cooler next week, it's not that bad, and you just have a good time and meet a lot of people.
Yeah, we have the hand warmers if you need to use those to stay warm. It's super easy to sign up. You just go to registertoring.com, and you punch in the city and the location, and it shows what's available, and you just click it.
Once again, available here in Northfield at both Family Fair and at Cub Foods. Let's move into the season. We haven't seen too much snow and ice and all that yet, but pretty soon we're going to. It's inevitable. Houses will be out on the lake, fish houses, and people will be driving. What about, as far as safety, have you seen anything that concerns you so far yet? Seems like we've probably had a light year for the most part in that category.
So I know last Saturday, my chief deputy called me and said that there was a person sitting in the middle of Hunt Lake ice fishing. And he had checked the ice like a day and a half before that, and there was like 2 to 3 inches. So, you don't have to be the first person on the lake when the early ice is there. Ice is never safe. But I do recommend if you go out, let somebody know where you're going. And make sure you bring like an ice chisel, check it as you go. I was just up in Alexandria and there was a lake. And you could see somebody had gone out and they drilled like every 20 feet to where they were fishing just to make sure it was safe when they walked out. So,
I've lived in Rice County for 35 years or more, and I've never heard of Hunt Lake. Where is that at?
Hunt Lake is on the west, I guess, west side of the county. It'd be just west of and a little north of Cedar Lake.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, yeah, people are going to get out there. Be careful. I mean, it's going to be 54 today and probably 50-something tomorrow as well, yeah. So that's not really going to help the ice any, but yeah, bide your time. There will come a time, and be careful if you go out. It's also the holiday season. It seems like every year, more and more, we get reports of people, the grab and go on the front porch, the porch pirates coming if they see a package that has been delivered, and if the people aren't home, go up and grab it. Have you seen much of that this year?
We don't see a lot of it in the county. It does happen. I've always told people if you have a boss who will let you have something shipped to your place of employment, make sure you verify with them that's okay, but that's a good spot to have it go. If you have a neighbor, unfortunately not everybody talks to their neighbors anymore, but if you have a neighbor who is home during the day, you can have it delivered there. I haven't had anything disappear at my house, but then again, I'm off the road quite a ways, so.
Just another good reason to buy local.
Yeah, nobody really goes shopping too often, but tonight would be a good night to get down to Northfield and do some shopping.
No, absolutely. We've got all kinds of things going on tonight, folks. It's a fun night, and we've got good weather for it. You had recently a deputy that was honored for some of the pretty much heroic actions that he has taken this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Deputy Nathan Hansen, I nominated him for an award for the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, and they chose him for the Minnesota Sheriff's Association Deputy of the Year. So that's on last Sunday, December 3rd, we're up in Alexandria, and he received his award. And part of that was the event on July 12th where the semi crash, where he was able to pull semi driver out of the semi while it was on fire. Unfortunately, he did pass away about 16 days later, but his family is very grateful that they got to spend some time with him. Also, Nate Hansen is one of those deputies that if I ask him to do something, he does exactly what you ask. And he does above and beyond traffic enforcement. He's one of my top traffic deputies, and he always does a good job with his reports and follow-up. So
that's cool stuff. I mean, yeah. that's a huge award to win. That's probably the, you know, in his line of duty, is that the biggest award that you could be honored with?
He also was put in for an award for the Minnesota State Patrol, and he receives that award in February.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Let's talk about the safety center for a bit. It's been a few months since we've talked about that. Is everything progressing on schedule, and is it looking like it's going to open on the scheduled time?
Yeah. So we meet every other week for a couple, probably most of the day, and we're still being told July for a target date to be complete. And then we'd have a couple months of moving, transitioning, training. It takes a while to move evidence. It takes a while to move your detainees. So there's a process for that. But so far, we are still on target for the date, and we're still on target for our budget.
That's there's a system you have to go through and log and all the evidence and such but the as far as the prisoners go, can you keep me a few weeks longer till we get that new jail?
I don't think anybody wants to stay in jail any longer than that.
Probably not. But talk about where you're at in the progress right now. Have you done a walkthrough? Do you have you go out there and check it out periodically?
Yeah, I go out there quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was just out there yesterday. We walked the police, Faribault Police Chief Sherwin and a couple of his patrol deputies and one of the sergeants wanted to see the progress. So we went and walked through that. And if I can explain it to the, I try and be, explain it so that people can understand it, but there's different sections. So there's an A, B, C, and a D. So the A is the parking garage and patrol investigations. B is kind of the admin wing, training room. C is part of the jail, and D is all the jail.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the offices in A are, most of those are painted, and they're doing a lot of the wiring right now. So everything's in stages. And then on the jail side of things, most of the all the cells are in, most of the internal concrete walls are up, and they're working on a lot of that stuff.
So it's looking like a jail. It's almost,
you can actually tell, it looks really, really good right now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go. I don't get down to Faribault too often as much as I used to. I'm going to have to do that and at least do a drive-by because I can't.
Yeah, the road along, it's good and it's bad. The road next to the new Public Safety Center site is open.
Mm-hmm.
But it also allows, not always the most ideal person to be close to the building. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Jesse Tubbs, Rice County Sheriff, is with us. Anything else you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
I would just remind people, if you have a family member or friend who's suffering from addiction, give us a call. We have resources and the ability to help you today. So give us a call.
All right. Thank you so much for coming down.
You bet.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next month.